Off the ball.
Salah takes the shot. Oh! Oh, Paul Salah with one of the goals of the season. 25 yards out.
If you throw your lot in and play senior international football with somebody, that should be the end of it.
That's brilliant. Oh, my goodness me. You will not see a better try.
Who will be All-Ireland champions? Who will see their dreams turn into reality? Whose names will be etched in history forever?
OTB Live. Never miss the action right here every Saturday and Sunday on Off the Ball.
The Off the Ball Podcast Network.
All right, you're very welcome along. It's Thursday's Off the Ball. Nathan with you until 10 o'clock. Busy show ahead. Brian O'Driscoll in studio from 8 o'clock, looking ahead to Ireland against Wales and obviously reflecting on the victory over Scotland last weekend. Richard's Rugger Thing back on the radio between 8 and 9. I met Richard earlier on.
What about me? That basically was the tone of it, I bet.
You guessed right.
Yeah.
It was all a bit awkward. He didn't really have a... He said, oh, I'm sure it'll happen sometime. I was like, but...
Did he then ask
can you give
name?
Me a bit of advice? You know, what have I got to do? What have I got to do?
I was like, and you are?
Yeah. But that other guy... Oh, yeah, I was going to put that other guy in.
Yeah, it must kind of hurt you that Owen Shane got done before you did.
Well, then I hear it and... I realise it's destroyed Owen in my mind forevermore.
Yeah.
So I listen to OTBAM on my Alexa in the morning.
Oh.
So now I don't, because generally I'm just, you know, around the house and getting the kids ready for school and that sort of stuff. And so all I now hear is the voices. I don't see them anymore. And all I can think of when I'm hearing the voices, Richard. Like, he has nailed every little nuance of his personality that it's just...
Yeah, nasally thing, though. Yeah, bless him.
But still, though, I mean, that's great for profile, surely.
Oh yeah,
you want a bit of that.
You're, absolutely. Like, you're no, I was making it clear to Richard.
Yeah,
making it clear.
Joe used to hate it, of course.
I need to start doing something on a regular basis that he can easily just mimic.
Yeah, this is your plan now. Yeah,
like, was that Joe's one? That was Joe's one on the first one where he
takes
a pause.
Yeah.
With a pen, do something with a pen. That's what you need to do. Bit more of that.
All this, all the time.
Yeah, I'll just introduce some ridiculous catchphrase of some description.
John Giles, 7:30. Dan is going to be on the football show. Philippe Eau Claire as well. It's a good show, Dan. But we have lots of good shows here, it turns out, and Off the Ball. And lots of great shows. Because I'm going to go for it, Dan. Today is a very special day for Off the Ball. Record-breaking listenership in the JNLRs. The highest ever listenership for Off the Ball in the JNLRs. What do you say to that?
I mean, I say officially well done.
Thank you, Dan. I think
you're fishing for that.
Now, I won't lie, it is a worrying time as well, because obviously we do some work around here, the odd time on Off the Ball. I fear that it's all linked into the last few days, though, because last night we have Kevin Kilbane on.
Record hits for that, no doubt.
Like, sport was doing okay for us. We were doing grand. We've been ticking along for the last, how many years, JP? 18 years?
18
so it's the years. Highest listenership in 18 years. So we've been doing okay with the sport. But obviously we've expanded in the last few days to showbiz.
Mm.
And we put our Kevin Kilbane got engaged story up on the website yesterday. And to say it was depressing in many ways, was putting it mildly. We may have to rethink the entire business.
It's gone.
Showbiz is where it's at. Especially if you have the exclusives like we do on this particular showbiz
story.
You're
going to have to introduce more human interest tales of that nature.
So we, straight away we sent John Duggan down to interview Greg O'Shea.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Just all over this now.
There's a Love Island person in town. Get a microphone in front of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And any idea of the early hits on that?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's just gone through the roof.
Through the roof.
So this relationship with Kilbane and Brianne is very good for business for us right now. It does mean we may be replacing the football show, so...
What's going to be replaced with? At home with?
Showbiz chat.
Yeah.
You can be in on that. In fairness, we have the inside scoop for... At least
for this one.
For this one.
Yeah,
like, and if you could give us another bit of gossip around some of the other...
You're placing a lot of stock in one particular celebrity.
Well, Joe was making the point that Holly Willoughby does a lot of business for the Daily Mail. And Kev obviously gets to see Holly Willoughby every week. So if he gave us a little nugget of info every week, that'd probably keep us ticking over.
Right.
But showbiz is where it's at. So as great as today is, with our record-breaking listenership... Showbiz is where it's at.
So can the record breaking listener be traced to one particular show? It's obviously too soon. This is before. This has been calculated before this
the last 3 months.
So the next one Thursdays. Is going to be...
Yeah, but Nathan...
Do day by day, but I'm fairly sure Thursdays Nathan, is where it's at.
Ask yourself, who's the one, you know, person who contributes to the show when there's chopping and changing in that chair who's actually here night in and night out? while the listenership has been reaching record levels. Think about it. Think about it.
I thought you were going to. I thought you were going to say, "Who's the one person who hasn't been here for the last 3 months, up until last night?"
That's
Ban leaves, and suddenly everything goes straight up.
Just think about that. Yeah. The consistent person in this studio, night in and night out, as we reach record levels on this show.
Yeah. TV star.
It's because we're creating so much good content right now.
It's all about.
It's all about the content, and. Should I give the backstory to this? We'll get to the sports news in a minute.
Yeah, the last five minutes here now. My
angry person who texts in every night going, "It's a sports show, lads." Literally, every night, 7:15. Thanks it's a sports show, lads. We get that.
Still listening in to text
still listening
that,
in to get angry about it.
That's the whole point of engagement.
Graham McDowell, winner last week in Saudi Arabia. Obviously, sporting hero in this country. Former major champion. About 7-8 years ago at this stage, released a video on PGAtour.com. They were doing their own version of MTV Cribs. And Graham McDowell did his video. And it was extremely entertaining. A little bit cringy. He was in sort of his peak American-Irish accent phase. Mm. Spoke a lot about cold beers.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have seen this video. It somehow made a comeback in our office about a year ago. And it's generally all anyone talks about all day, every day. And somebody is doing an impression of Graham McDowell. And then suddenly, the video disappeared from the internet. Gone. All social media channels disappeared. Somebody, not looking at anybody in particular, put the video back up again. Disappears yet again. Mm-hmm. So clearly, they don't want this video out there. So our very own Shane Hannon has taken matters into his own hands to entertain the world and give them a taste of Graham McDowell. Because, well, it's been lost, but now it has been found. Have a listen to this.
There's been a heck of a lot more people have jumped on the GMAC bandwagon.
You guys know who Graham McDowell is on the golf course. Let's see who GMAC is off the course. Who is GMAC? I don't know. He's Irish. Plays a little golf. He drinks the odd beer from time to time. He likes to hang out and just be himself, really. My favorite movie, so many to choose from. Favorite movie I've watched lately will probably be Social Network. All time, Gladiator, Shawshank Redemption, something along those lines. My favorite superhero would be Batman, of course. He's got all the toys, he's got all the cars, and gets the girls too. That was awesome. Superpower, I guess Teleport Session will be great. We travel a lot on the golf tour. If I could get myself to Asia or Australia or somewhere in the world in an instant, I would save some time. Tattoos, no tattoos. Definitely not in the near future either. I'm not a tattoo kind of guy. My biggest fear, probably snakes, alligators, spiders. Yikes. Biggest weakness, probably a cold beer. I just can't resist them. Typical date night for me, probably dinner and a movie. Definitely dinner somewhere, dinner and drinks, something on those lines. Some hobbies outside of golf. I'm a big sport fan, love all sports, mainly football, British football, soccer as you guys like to call it, big Manchester United fan. I just like hanging out really, golf's such a busy life out there, just sports, TV, going to the events, movies, just hanging out really, just love to come home and chill out, have a couple of cold beers and relax. Well, sportsmen, we're pretty superstitious guys, I like to have certain things in line before I go to the golf course. I only use my white tees, my lucky white tees. Got my off the ball tees here, my lucky marker. Everything's gotta be in line before I go to the golf course. So, pretty superstitious guys as golfers. If I wasn't a golfer, what would I be? Broke. Ah. Nobody ever really asks me my favorite book. There's so many to choose from. A lot of the hipsters choose Ulysses, James Joyce, something along those lines. But for me, it's a pretty easy, simple choice. Killer, it's the autobiography of Kevin Kilbane. 110 caps for the Republic of Ireland, and most recently a star of Dancing on Ice, Twinkle Toast, I think we call him. Y'all come back now, you hear? I think Boo Weekly would be proud of me there.
Wow, Shane Hannon, everybody. That is not just an audio experience, it's very much a visual experience.
Visual experience because, adds to it, yeah.
He does great MacDowell eyes. Does Shane Hannon. You can watch the whole thing up on offtheball.com or check out our YouTube page. It's all over our social media. He is very good at that. We were out in Navan last Thursday night and we got a sneak peek on the bus on the way home.
It wasn't a sneak peek. It lasted for an hour.
That is fairness. True.
Well, what's happened here is that you found a way of utilising an illness that Shane has, which is to just do a GMAC impression at every moment of his life.
Constantly.
It's actually going to start, as I said, it's great fun now when it starts to destroy some of his interpersonal relationships in his life as he does this permanent GMAC impression. But now, at least people can see that he does it.
Well, we were out in the office 20 minutes ago and I just asked him a regular question and he went into GMAC mode.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Bemuse staff and shops.
I presumed as soon as he did the video, that would be the expunging of it. Do you know when a song gets stuck in your head and you're I'll listen to the song and that'll be the end of it. But no, he's come back and is just kind of lapsing into the accent there.
Yeah.
You're the main lover of that video in this office.
That's not true.
Do you reckon GMAC's a lover of that video?
I guess we'll soon find out.
He's the host of the Irish Open for the next 2 years. I mean, you're laughing now, but for prominent golf nerds Joe and Nathan, this could be the beginning of the end. You may laugh at this now, but Shane Hannon, there may be a deep grudge built up over time.
Well, I'm thinking that this could be his sort of Conor Sketches style breakthrough. That at the Irish Open, he can go on before GMAC, be GMAC, and everyone has a good laugh about it. Is what I'm hoping happens.
He's going to have to add a few.
We all make
more.
A lot of money out of it.
Well, I mean, Shane will keep it all for himself, if there's any sense.
Well, clearly.
But I mean, he might need to add one or two other golfers to the list.
Lads, have a listen to Van Morrison. He also does a great GMAC. Or does GMAC do a great Van? Says Richie and Mead.
Van's later stuff, yeah, he definitely gets into. If you listen to Coney Island off Avalon Sunset, then he's very much mid Atlantic.
Is that what he's aiming for with Coney Island?
No. I think that's just his accent and how it's turned into at the time.
For Jesus' sake, sports programming my arse, says Charles in Dublin 12.
There you go.
He's in a bit early today, wasn't he?
Is that the same lad?
I presume it is.
Ah, bless you, Charles.
Do you want to get to the sport, Richie?
Sports.
Take a leave, to be honest.
The events.
See? That's how it starts. Dave Kilcoyne has been cleared to play in Ireland's Six Nations meeting with Wales on Saturday. The Munster prop came through the return to play protocols this week following a head injury sustained in the win over Scotland. Kilcoyne was named among the replacements for the Wales game earlier this week. Jonathan Sexton was among those in front of the cameras today and he disputed the theory that Ireland were too static in receiving the ball against the Scots last week.
Obviously, when you get slow ball off, bad set piece, you can't run onto the ball into a brick wall. We did some really good things at times when we were moving onto the ball and we hope to get more front foot ball this week. We might not and we won't try and force things if we're not, because we know what we're meant to do against slow ball when you got full defence against you. It's not as easy as that.
Wales released their team today for that game. Saracens centre Nick Tompkins is going to make his first start for them. Tompkins scored a try following his introduction off the bench against Italy last week. George North reverts to the wing with Johnny McNichol dropping to the bench. Wales head coach Wayne Pivac says North's shift isn't down to his performance in the centre in Rome.
Oh, look, we were happy with George. He got his hands on the ball a lot more and it was the first start. It's just really Nick played so well we felt we couldn't leave him out based on that performance. And it just shows every player in the squad that, if you play well, you get rewarded. So now it's an opportunity for George again off the wing. And we're trying to build his game and get him as many touches as we can early in a game. And hopefully we'll be able to achieve that on the weekend.
Brian O'Driscoll coming your way after 8 o'clock. You could have heard it first on OTB Sports Radio earlier today. He was saying, as a centre, he would much prefer to have come up against George North than Nick Tompkins. That North, obviously 6'4", you sort of know exactly what he's going to do, run straight at you, whereas Tompkins is a little bit more trickery to him. So all that good stuff coming your way between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And Rishtar's rugger thing, I don't feature.
You know, who is in the firing line?
I think we're looking at a Gilroy Sheehan special again.
Ah, they're back.
It's just too easy.
You got to play the hits.
Will Greenwood, Scott Quinnell, Shane Ross.
Shane Ross? Oh.
Have we legaled this? Is this okay?
It's currently being legaled, apparently. We play the bits we can play.
Otherwise, just going to be playing at Shane Hannon doing GMAC again in 15 minutes.
It's also fine.
Yeah. Jacob Stockdale says he'll continue to develop as a player, having committed his future to Ulster. The Ireland winger signed a new 3-year IRFU contract, keeping him at the Kingspan Stadium until the summer of 2023 at least. Stockdale follows in the footsteps of James Ryan, who penned a similar deal yesterday. Andrew Conway and Gary Ringrose are set to join in tow. Tyrone have been handed a major boost with Colin McShane opting against pursuing an AFL career in Australia. The All-Star forward had been on a 10-day trial with the Adelaide Crows, but the club confirmed last night that he's decided not to make the move down under. McShane is now expected to return to the Tyrone panel for the rest of the National Football League. Kerry football legend Kieran Donaghy, meanwhile, feels GAA clubs should be financially rewarded when their players join AFL sides. Ty Kennelly revealed last month that Sydney Swans were willing to pay a fee to Lestow when he moved to Australia, but it was not permitted by the GAA. Tyrone forward Colin McShane, as we heard, is going to stay, and Donaghy thinks that Australian clubs could get around the GAA rules by offering sponsorships, which would be a boost most welcomed by Irish clubs.
It goes back into the kids, it goes back into whatever they can do to improve the club, to entice more kids down to play, whether that be floodlights or whatever. The guys that have spent the generations getting Mark O'Connor to a point, and then that's just snatched by some crowd over in Australia that come with the bucks and take him. So on a free transfer, which is what it is really.
Yeah.
So maybe something that goes back in where they can feel not like so hard done by. Like,
I'm always a bit conflicted on this. Like, they weren't snatched. They're going. Chancing.
They're taking the chance
over there
to, them.
To take an opportunity to play
professional sport.
It does seem somewhat strange that if the Sydney Swans were willing to pay some sort of a fee for Ty Kennelly, that because of the GAA's rules they couldn't. And absolutely what Kieran's saying, if they can come to some other side agreement whereby through sponsorship money, and if the clubs are willing to pay it, absolutely the GAA clubs should be in a position to take that money or take that sponsorship.
Are you not heading, I know it's
setting a weird precedent,
yeah,
though.
And I know it's different rules, but you're not heading down a similar route to where Saracens found themselves recently. Like, I know this is going to be declared and all that, but the reason why Saracens got in trouble, the reason why Derry City got in trouble previously before, is that there were two types of contracts going on.
If you're openly saying this is a way of getting around the rules, but there's money like changing hands here between A and B, I think the principle of it, you can see where the mindset comes from, but it's not just all dancing around an inevitable debate, as such of, you know, some kind of, I think if you have a situation, if there's a pay, if players are being paid to some degree, you know, it's easier to be palatable that you know, there's some kind of arrangement with players, and then there's some kind of contract that you're breaking to take someone away. Mm. But once they remain, once you have the amateur ethos, and like that is something that people, you know, who are very proud of it and they want it to be maintained, then you can't really look for compensation for players.
And what is the aim of underage coaches? I know this came up before, and like Kerry are obviously getting hit quite hard with some of their best underage players. But do the volunteers who go out when they're 12, 14, 16, do they not take enormous pride that Mark O'Connor is going off and becoming this brilliant player, having come through at his locality and his local club? Like, are they going, you know what, I'm not going to do that again because he's not going to play for Kerry? Like, that doesn't seem to happen, that thought process, and don't know how widespread it is. Does that happen in football? Where, like, is there not just a sense of pride if you're an underage coach that you have developed a player that can go on and play any sort of professional sport?
Well, that pride lingers, but in football there's compensation rules. Like, there are firm rules. I mean, you know, from ages 12 to 18 for your contribution per year. And I know that's different. And I mean, that's actually a sort of a thorny issue itself, because, you know, there'd be a view that sometimes Irish clubs are you know, the deals are done on the cheap, but actually sometimes clubs are told, well, you don't want to look for too much money because you're standing in the way of the player. You're stopping the player from pursuing their dream. So I think they're in a very difficult situation here. I understand where the feeling comes from. It's very natural that you would feel, you know, you feel deprived. But again, this flies in the face of what the amateur status, the pride that he thought that is used to protect the move towards any kind of pay for play. Mm. So you can't have it both ways.
Finn Russell?
Yeah, Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend has indicated that Russell could be brought back into their setup following this weekend's Calcutta Cup clash with England. The fly half hasn't featured in the opening two squads of the campaign after a breach of team discipline. Marcus Bradbury replaces Nick Haining at number 8 in Townsend's only change ahead of that match with England. Townsend says, though, he has spoken with Russell.
Yeah, I spoke to him on Sunday night to let him know that we wouldn't be making any changes to our squad, and I'll reassess things again after we get through this weekend.
Was that a positive conversation from your point of view?
It was a conversation. Obviously, it was saying to someone that he wasn't going to be back in the squad this weekend or this week, and we'll look at things next week.
Staying with that match, England head coach Eddie Jones has dropped five players, including Ben Youngs. He's replaced at scrum half by Willie Hines for the match at Murrayfield following last week's opening defeat to France in Paris. Jonathan Joseph, Mako Vunipola, George Cruz and Lewis Ludlam are the other players to come in. Courtney Laws joins Youngs on the bench, which also includes uncapped duo Tom Dunn, not that one, and Ben Earl.
Just to let you know that on Monday, February 17th, that is Monday week, we're going to be live from the Alex Hotel here in Dublin City. We're going to be previewing the Champions League second round fixtures alongside some of the best minds in football and myself.
Important distinction, to
it's
be
that,
fair.
It's that self-deprecating style that's bringing the punters.
I can only imagine.
In record numbers, Nathan.
Maybe that's what Richard will go with. Oh, this guy. Just talking himself down.
Oh yeah,
but all the time.
Humble brag sort of territory.
Yes. Yeah. Brian Kerr, Damien Delaney, Keith Andrews, and European Cup-winning legend Graeme Souness are going to be there on the night. If you want to get there as well, get to offtheball.com/events. And remember, this is an over-18s event.
There are rumours that Nathan is going to be recreating the photo shoot with Trevor Francis and Graeme Souness from the Sampdoria days on stage that night.
Tops off.
Down to the banana hammocks.
Give the people what they want?
Absolutely.
Over 18s only, remember.
That'd be giving a lot of people that's what
why.
They don't want.
That's why. Mayo manager James Horan's made four changes to his side for Sunday's Allianz Football League date with Meath. James McCormack, Owen O'Donoghue, Kevin McLaughlin and Tommy Conroy all start. Aidan O'Shea and Cullen Boyle are among those dropping out of the starting 15. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is underway. The aforementioned GMAC has recovered from an early blip. He is now 1-under through his first six holes. So is Padraig Harrington. Seamus Power is level par at the midway point of his opening round. It's a cluttered leaderboard at the top, as you might imagine, at the early stage. Harold Varner III, Patrick Cantlay, Greg Chalmers, Chase Seifert and George McNeil are among those on 4-under par.
Golf Weekly, Richie.
Oh, God.
Available right now on offtheball.com.
What's on it? Go on.
Lots of good stuff. Peter Lowry in studio.
Golf.
Golf, generally. A lot of golf. A bit of Graham McDowell talking about his victory in Saudi Arabia.
Slipping into it there yourself.
Yeah.
It's just...
God damn it.
It's like an infection.
Used to do impersonations on air. I just can't do it.
Have you ever had any?
What?
I haven't heard you do, has there been any at all?
Do an impression? No, yeah. I just can't do impressions. So there's no point attempting it. And stop trying to force me into it so that you can then step in and show off at how good you are.
No,
That's not how this is going to work.
It's just occurred to me that I've never heard you do any. Something that kind of everybody does at some stage or another.
Do they? Dan?
He's just happy with his own voice.
Exactly.
Why?
Just be yourself, Richie.
He just wants his own voice to be used as often as possible so someone might impersonate it.
Nailed it.
That's why I do mine.
What else you got for us?
A Wolves fan who made monkey gestures towards Chelsea striker Tammy Abraham has been banned from attending matches by the courts for 4 years. Joseph Smith was found guilty of racially aggravated abuse today at Dudley Magistrates Court. It was also found that Smith spat at rival supporters during the September meeting of Wolves and Chelsea at Molineux. Wolves themselves have banned Smith indefinitely from all of their games. Premier League clubs have voted to change the summer transfer window deadline to the 1st of September from next season. It'll bring them back in line with other major European leagues. The window had closed in England the day before the top flight season started in the last two campaigns.
Finally, story around Celtic.
Yeah.
Strange story, isn't it?
They've lodged an official complaint with UK communications regulator Ofcom. It's as a result of a Sky Sports interview with Rangers striker Alfredo Morelos, conducted in Spanish, which Sky have since admitted was inaccurately translated. The translation suggested he'd been subject to racial abuse at the Old Firm Derby in December. Despite Sky's apology, Celtic have decided to take the matter further, saying that apology was unsatisfactory.
That's such a draining beat, I would say, the Scottish beat, at times. Mm. I mean, like, Celtic obviously have a valid claim here, that's why they've been able to pursue it.
Yeah, but they've enough problems in Scottish football without faults being fabricated.
No, it's horrendous.
From probably the most controversial figure from either side.
No, the whole thing is horrendous. It's just a lot of the stuff that goes on around the Celtic Rangers rivalry, it just seems to be a never-ending stream of stuff like this, it must wear people down, I think, after a time.
That's us done. Richie, any impressions you want to leave us with?
No. I'm just going to slinking my unhappy self.
All right, fair enough. Dan, you'll be back for the football show?
I will.
All right, Brian O'Driscoll coming away after 8 o'clock. Rishtar's Rigger thing as well. And John Giles is up next.
That was an Off the Ball Podcast Network presentation.